You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a diagnosis that's hard to swallow, the best thing to come in a can since Pringles, and courtroom expression, Conan style.
All that and more on episode 155 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Rome Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob, holy shit, it's melting cast. What's going on, buddy?
Yes, our weekly weather update. Snow is melting. It's March. Yeah, much to my chagrin, I didn't realize this. I know, well, I knew it, but up here, I don't know if a lot of people have it, but some people have sub pumps in their basement.
Yeah,
sub pumps. It's basically a well in your basement that fills up, and when it gets too high, there's a little buoyant ball in it that it almost works like your toilet does. When the water line gets high enough, the ball rises and flicks the switch, so it turns on a pump, so it pumps water out of your water table.
Here's your update when it comes to a sump pump.
Yes,
never piss in it.
No,
we used to build, like, my dad built houses, right?
Yes.
Oh, no. We used to build houses, and there was no place to go to the washroom sometimes. So sometimes these guys would see, like, because what happens is around your house, you put what's called weeping tile, right? It's a 4-inch tube with it's perforated. Mm-hmm. It goes around. You cover it with stone so that the water can get through, but no dirt.
Yes,
and
sir.
So as water hits the side of your house, and instead of flooding your house, it fills in there. That all trickles into the sump pump tub.
Yep.
And then you put your sump pump, which is a submersible pump that goes in the water. So while you're building the house, you're still roughing all this stuff in. So some of the idiots who would work upstairs, the framers or whatever, they would be like, oh, there's a place to take a piss right in that giant bucket in the cement floor.
Yeah.
Right. And then your whole basement smells like piss forever.
Well, because it's literally until the pump goes on, it's standing water. It's
standing water. Yeah. And so we've had some guys do a couple nasty things in there. And one of them was like in a finished house. My dad nearly killed the guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So.
Well, more to my point, snow is melting. Obviously, sub pumps are kicking in. My sub pump is in my closet, which is literally 2 meters behind me. So much to my chagrin in my office / podcasting flannel beaver studio, I might have a pump go off. So anyway,
it's all good. Normally they're in like the furnace room, but I guess that you guys might have kind of carved out some room in there. And
I guess so. I don't know. The house was my house was built in 2004. Anyway, this is boring construction shit. Anyway, so needless to say,
I got some boring construction news for you.
Oh, okay.
Guy knocks on my door today and he's like, "Hey, did you know that during the windstorm your roofing shingles flew off?" I'm like, Yeah, not the last one, but the one before. Yeah, I got that fixed. He's like, no, the last one. I'm like, oh, come on. And he's like, I could see it from way back where, because he's a roofer. And he's like, watch, I'll climb up there, take a few photos. And he did and took a picture. It is my roof. I know what my roof looks like.
Yes.
And I did see it from afar, but I thought, maybe those are just dirty shingles. and no, he was right. And luckily the guy's like, he gave me a great price and he's like, I'll go up there. I got no spare shingles. He's like, no, I got some in my truck, all different colors. He goes, I'll go up there. I'll fix it for you. I'll give you a great price. Which he did.
Awesome.
Yeah. But like I was missing about 10 shingles on my roof.
Oh shit. Yeah. That could have been problematic.
Like, it's been a month since that storm.
Yeah.
Yeah. A month, month and a half. So.
Well, that's nice. And you know what? It's way better. And people that don't know, I know in the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area, which we are a part of, there is we get phone calls all the time about duct cleaning, like at nauseam. Like it's somebody, there's a foreign call center that just barrages everybody. And like, do you need duct cleaning? Yeah. I'm like, no, like, stop. How are you getting all these numbers of mine? Like, Like, fuck off.
They're randomly dialing. They have auto dialers.
Oh, I know. I know how call centers work. But what I'm saying is, like it doesn't matter what you tell them. I remember when I was living in Toronto proper, it got to the point where I was almost like, yes, please come to my house and clean my ducts. And then I would shoot the people that knocked on the fucking door because, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just kidding. This is a podcast. This is for comedy effect. But, you know what I mean? It got to the point where it's like, what the fuck? Like, leave me alone. Like, I hear more from the duct cleaning place than I do one of my kids.
They always call me and they're like, oh, it is a duct cleaning Saturday. I clean duct cleaning. And I'm like, I said, this is a cell phone. I don't have a home.
Ah.
It's like, oh, and then they hang up on you. They don't, you know. And yeah, it gets pretty brutal. It's like, how many times you tell them, they still keep trying. And they've been charged multiple times. Because right. They find out which company they're working for. They send the company to your place, right?
Yep.
And then the cops charge them. Like, what company do you work for? All right, let's go to your company. All right, we're charging you with, because you can't charge the people in India or Pakistan is actually where they are.
Okay. Either way, it doesn't matter where they're calling from. The fact is they're fucking calling all the time.
And nonstop. Like, it's like, I don't need 12 calls a day for fucking duct cleaning.
Yeah.
Like, is there some sort of duct cleaning mafia I should know about? Like, maybe. What the fuck?
or the other one we have around here, I'm not sure if we touched on this before, our taxes, you know how what is it in the States, what's the tax in the States, what do you call that? I know here it's Canada Revenue Agency, but in the States,
oh, the IRS,
there we go. So we are CRA anyway, just for clarifications. The CRA, these people from another foreign country call and say, yeah, you owe $5,000 in taxes, you got to pay it right now, or the RCMP are going to come to your house and arrest you.
Well, which is hilarious.
Which is, yeah, because in Canada, I don't know about anywhere else, but if you were late a little bit on taxes, which you shouldn't be, you should pay your taxes, people. But if you do happen to be late or you do owe money, you get literally 1 to 1,000 letters. Yeah. They would all be registered. You would have multiple warnings, and then. By the time the RCMP to arrest you, that's our federal police. And no, they're not on a fucking horse and they're not wearing red and they're not Mounties. Yes, they are technically, but no, that's not how it works. They are our FBI. So by the time they got involved, they wouldn't like, hey, you're behind by $5,000. We're going to arrest you. Like, and it's like, no. And then, but these people, like, unfortunately, you have people like, I know I had elderly relatives that didn't fall for it, but that would fall for it, going, oh my goodness, I owe $5,000. Let me run and get my credit card.
I've actually been watching the US versions of the IRS scammers.
Okay.
And on YouTube, and there's a lot of people who've recorded this stuff, and there's one where the cab driver tells the guy, like, he actually picked the guy up so the guy can go to a bank machine and get more money out because to pay these people. And then
right. And
he's like, the cab driver's like, my dude, that's a scam, man.
He's, yeah.
Like, he's like, no. He's like, yeah. He goes, they want you to pay it by this way and then through Bitcoin. He goes, no. He goes,
yeah.
Nobody pays like that. He goes, that's not how it works. And he goes, it goes on the website and shows him. He goes, dude, I'm telling you right now, this is a scam. And he starts freaking out and crying. And he's like, well, what's wrong? He's like, I already paid them $3,000.
Oh, no. Fuck.
He's like, how did I fall for that? And then the dude was like, give me back my friend's money. And he was trying to get money back. Of course, he's like,
no, of course you're done.
You're not getting your money back.
Fortunately, there have been some arrests made because they're offshore. They're off, like, they're not in Canada. So you can't. Even it's hard to track down, but they have been making headway. So fortunately, yeah, and again, I just tell them, all right, fuck.
Ones are in Pakistan as well because there are videos of people setting them off and making them so angry.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Start saying like all the terroristic stuff and America this, and they go to the fullest extremes, and it's all recorded, and they say where they are.
Yeah. Well, it's horrible. And also too, and the best thing for us is just ask them to be served in French, because any government employee, especially on the phones, is bilingual.
Yeah.
So, you mean, I can get away with a little bit. I can tell them off and ask and proposition them and ask if they farted. But you can actually be like, oh, can I speak de français? God, like, do you speak French? And like, oh, wait, or no. How do you not speak French?
Okay, let me translate for you. Puts you a burning wood log in your vagina.
Yeah. Okay. And also, too, for clarification, as a unilingual person in a bilingual country, putting le and la in front of English words does not make them French.
Are you sure?
I'm 1,000%
positive. Hey, opening la door. Yeah. You know how many times I've heard idiots say that?
Oh, yes. Ouvre la porte. Anyway, so my more to the point, these people, like, they say, you owe us money or we're sending the cops. And my answer is always, well, send two and make them big because I ain't got your fucking money. And it's fun. It is fun. Anyway, what else? Okay, so what do we got going on? What's right now we're in the middle of kids are on March break.
Yeah, they're reading week. There's all kinds of...
Yeah, but that has no bearing on us because no kids should be listening to our show. But also, again, we've said this before. We never... every time there's a long weekend or something or a vacation of some sort, our numbers actually take a little bit of a dip because all the families that are traveling with kids in their car aren't listening to the fucking Rowan podcast. But it's funny because it's not that noticeable, but you can almost see it. It's like, oh, yeah, that's Thanksgiving. That's Thanksgiving.
Everybody shut up in the car. Dad's going to listen to his favorite podcast. Another thing, Rob, suck a dick. You suck a dick.
Oh, yeah. Like last week there with our good friend, Corey Riley, which thank you, by the way, Corey. It was we had a awesome time.
That was a fun show.
It was a fun show. And he was a great sport, especially us grilling him about being a furry and stuff like that. And it was fun time had by all. So if check out the episode before this thing, it's 153. Check it out and we'll
154 furry apples.
154. Yes. Oh, yes. Furry apples is the title of the episode. So anyway, I've had lots of people comment saying, yeah, they really love the show and it was a great time. So Corey, door is always open next time. Anytime you want to be on, just let us know. We'll hook you up. So now that that's all said, kids are on March break. They're not listening to their own podcast, thankfully, or maybe they are. And we just don't know. Like,
yeah, that's right. Stop listening. I'll tell your mom.
Yeah, tell your mom next time she's over.
You got to be like, now I got to be that 40-year-old creepy guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, man, you want me to tell your mom you're doing this? Hey, about your mom. Is she kind of hot? Yeah. Oh, dude, what the hell? Never mind. I'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. Don't worry.
If all goes right, you'll be calling me dad by the end of the week.
Oh, God. Well, there you go, kids. So turn off this episode immediately and turn off it. Just unsubscribe. It's okay. We don't need the numbers. All right. So anything else going on? We covered.
What's coming up is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sunday. So, okay. I don't imbibe anymore. I've been almost about a year and a half. And not because there was a huge problem. It's just I had the problem of never drinking. And then instead of having one or two when I did drink, I would drink like an idiot. So, I have a hard time with middle ground is basically what I'm saying. So it's kind of one of those all or nothing things for me. Like if I order a pizza. Like
when you see boobs, you want to see all the boobs.
All the boobs. Yeah. And if I order a pizza, I eat all the pizza. There's no like, oh, I'll have a little just a snack. Like, no.
Well, luckily, being as felt as I am, I don't have to worry about that problem.
You don't. You could just eat all the pizza you want. And you can barely notice. So will you be going out Saturday night? And then once midnight strikes and it's officially St. Patty's Day, are you going to drink green shit and whatever? Shamrock shake?
Rub my Blarney Stone and no, I'm working. I always work the weekends. And even if I went out Sunday night,
right?
Yeah, I'm not, I've got a bit of the Irish in me, but I don't, after a 12-hour shift, it's like, fuck off.
Yeah. And also too, and we're not like squares, as they would say, because there were time, I'm sure we could reminisce about plenty
back
of time.
Back in my youth.
Back in our youths, yeah, we used to drink like a fish. Like it was pretty awesome. Actually, it was a sight to behold. I remember
I didn't stop drinking because I had a problem. I stopped drinking because everybody else I hung out with had a problem.
Had a problem with you drinking?
No, with them drinking, and then they realized they had a problem, and they all stopped drinking. Now I can't drink because nobody drinks anymore.
Nobody drinks. Yeah, we're all like, yeah, we can't. We fucking.
The only one who didn't actually have a problem wasn't there's just no drinking involved because it's like, hey, you don't drink either.
Yeah, well, hey, it's one of those things. Oh, update. I started trying out CBD oil. That's
oh, did you?
Yeah, and it's the there's no it's that cannabis product, but there's no like THC. There's sort of like there's it just doesn't get you high. It's just basically the oils from hemp, and yeah, it seems to be it's been a few days now. It seems to be doing okay, and I've been able to anyway lay off some of the conventional Advils or Tylenols or stuff like that. So I'll keep anybody's interested. I'll keep you updated. So
let us know how the cock ball lube keeps going.
The cock ball lube. What? No, I think you're using it wrong. You're supposed to put it under your tongue. Oh, I get it.
Now, that's what he said.
That's what he said. Well, all right. So you know what we should do? We should hop in our headlines. We should just.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah. Speaking of putting it on your tongue.
All right.
All right. Woman 31 has severe allergic reaction after performing oral sex on her boyfriend.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Go on.
Okay, so she has a severe anaphylactic shock reaction. She doesn't know what's happening. She goes to the hospital. Not sure what's happening. She's like, the only thing I'm allergic to is aspirin.
Oh.
Penicillin.
Penicillin, yeah.
Okay, the only thing I'm allergic to is penicillin.
Oh, no.
And I haven't taken any. And then they ask the boyfriend, and he's like, well, actually, I just not too long ago took some amoxicillin. Clavulanic acid is a form of penicillin.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So when she dispensed the pump.
Oh, what? Oh, she finished, as they say.
Yeah, so while they were fooling around, and she decided to orally pleasure him, and he unloaded the beast in her.
Yes, and he reciprocated and was thankful.
Yes. So you know when you if you smoke a lot, apparently you can. I know I've been with women who smoke. You can taste the smoke, and apparently they can. And if you drink a lot of like strawberry juice and stuff like that, it makes your experience a little more pleasurable.
Pineapple is actually the way to go.
There you go. And So apparently if you're allergic to penicillin, you might not want to swallow a load of somebody.
Well, okay. For you and I, I just think it's good form not to swallow loads in general. But that's just me. Again, whatever you guys do on the weekend or weeknight, whatever, I don't, this swallow away. It's not going to affect me any. So, but yeah, it's a little.
I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger and I just blew him in the park and now I can bench press a Buick.
Yeah. No, it doesn't quite work that way. But yeah, that is a little strange. So he. Took penicillin for something. I thought you were going to go somewhere completely different. I thought because penicillin is a mold.
Oh, I see.
So I thought he had some like, you mean little goat mold. Cheese growing mold. Underneath some skin or something. And that's how she.
Balls. No, he had an ear infection.
Oh.
he couldn't hear him. So I couldn't hear you. I have an ear infection. Well, he took penicillin for that. And then when he ejected the loadmaster into the receptacle, I meant the young lady. She had there was enough in there. it was like she took a dose herself.
Oh well, she dosed herself. Well, okay. That way is just one of those whoops. It happens, and let's all grow up, people. Like oral sex does happen. So if you're a little grossed out about, swapping fluids, then you mean that's
I know some people might be like it might be an aversion. You're like, oh, I better not do that. I'm like, but you know, any guy's gonna work it in properly. He's gonna be like, oh, honey, I read the report here saying that you're low in calcium. Guess who's been drinking milk?
Exactly. Yeah. So don't use the penicillin excuse as an excuse, because it will. There are some scumbag assholes out there that will flip it on you and be like, oh, you look a little iron deficient.
I just ate a car engine block, so I'm ready to go.
Having somebody take medication for an ear infection, and then his partner actually started reacting to the penicillin because of what they were fooling around. That's one thing. That's way better than what I thought. I thought, like I said, there was a dick cheese and just moldy, and that's how that happened.
Oh, cheese.
Yeah, cheese. Yeah.
That's the spreadable kind.
Not the spread. No, not that little squeeze cheese there you get there at the 7-Eleven or whatever. So, all right. All's well that ends well. I'm sure she's quite all right. Everybody lives. Apparently, he got a blowjob, so good for him. And anyway, we can move on to our next headline.
That's true. Woman drinking wine from Pringles can, roaming lot banned from Wichita Falls Walmart.
Okay, there's a little bit to unpack there. All right. Go explain what's going on here.
All right. So basically she's driving around an electric cart, right? In the parking lot, drinking wine from a Pringles can because who doesn't?
Right.
Right. It says that they report that the woman had been roaming the parking lot for nearly 3 hours before police called police. The report said that the officer found that the woman in the nearby restaurant and told her she was banned from the store. She never went in the store. She was just in the parking lot getting smashed.
Okay.
Police say she wasn't arrested and her name wasn't released. Walmart didn't immediately respond to the comment. So, yeah. So you got some lady who's like, well, I got my rascal and I got me an empty Pringles can. Oh, hey, you got some booze. Let me borrow some of that. Put it in my Pringles can. And she just was driving in circles, drinking her fucking wine.
Yeah, okay, that's just, I mean, it sounds like fun. Like, it sounds like something we'd do as, you mean, 15-year-olds. You know what I mean? Like, in real, like, honestly saying, like, you'd be like, oh, fuck that. What a great night. That's an awesome Friday night. If you're 15 and you're drinking, you mean, dad's hooch or whatever the fuck you're on. And
some
you
people are always mentally 15, man.
Yeah, and that I understand, but hey, it doesn't sound like she's hurting anybody. And if you're gonna do donuts, like Walmart's the place to go, really. Like,
I love the fact that you're banned from the store. It's like it's still a parking lot, asshole. I can still drive around in the parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But you know, Walmart. I mean, they're you know, I get it. But at the same time, you know, come on. Like, okay, my kid's turning 16 this summer. When I go to give driving lessons, probably going to go to an empty Walmart parking lot. You mean, yeah. And after closing, of course, and you mean just so that they could figure out gas and brake and all that other good stuff.
I remember seeing a cop show up at our parking lot at work because we have a pretty big parking lot,
right?
And I work weekends, so there was almost nobody there. It was a Saturday, and the senior cop was teaching this female cop. She looked like a new recruit. And he was teaching her how to drive backwards around all the light poles, you know, because we have the concrete and light poles on top of them in the parking lot. So he was like, he was going like 30 miles an hour backwards.
Oh, nice.
You know, and then he was able to spin it, then slam right between two lines and park the car. Like the dude was pretty amazing. He was training her to do it. And she was like everywhere.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a little more difficult, especially when you're not used to that skill set. I'm quite sure. So, but yeah, like, okay, is this woman, I got no problem with it. You mean just having fun, drinking, whatever, you know, like, I remember years ago when my father was around, he liked to imbibe himself. And I remember we were in a car and I saw one guy on the side of the road and he was weaving everywhere, walking, stumbling and just completely fucked up. Right. So I turned to my dad. I'm like, oh my God, can you imagine being that fucked up? And my dad looks at me and goes, yeah, that'd be awesome. No, that's not what I was getting at, dad.
Hey, no. Excuse me, ma'am. What kind of flavor of Pringles are those? Wino.
Wine and jalapeno.
Yeah. Wino and cigarette butt.
Gross. All right. Moving along. Lady, hey, doesn't sound like shirting anybody. I'm okay with this one. You got another headline?
Yeah, man. Man sentenced to 47 years in prison reacts by punching his lawyer in the face. There's not much to tell in this story, except the dude was not happy after being sentenced for his court charge, whatever his court was, it doesn't matter. Because it says nearly two dozen charges of assaulting his girlfriend and all that, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. Anyways, he doesn't win. He's going to jail. And when the judge slams the gavel and says, you're going to jail for this long, he was like, motherfucker. And he turned around and he punched his own lawyer right in the face.
Fuck. Well, like, okay, it depends. Again, depends what he's being charged with. Like, it was multiple assault charges. I'm like, that, fuck, how many times you got to beat somebody up to incur 47 years?
Remember, this is a lawyer, right? This is a nerd, right? Usually lawyers, they're not usually these bodybuilding type guys. They're usually, you know,
I understand that. Yeah, he's, you mean, probably just sitting behind a desk most of his life.
Yeah, and libraries doing research. Like, he's not, you know, and so, like, he must have, like, gave this guy a concussion and just nearly, probably, well, could have knocked his teeth out, but it doesn't say anything like that, but I think it's a sign about a concussion. And then, you know, could have cracked his face.
Yeah.
You know, could have done a whole bunch of stuff.
So, oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. When somebody, it doesn't matter who's hitting you. If somebody is, especially if this guy has multiple assault charges, he probably knows how to throw a few.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So and even if it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're somebody that's behind the desk 8 hours a day or whether you bodybuild 8 hours a day, if somebody cheap shots you in the head, and the guy knows how to throw a punch, you're fucking going down. Like there's no way to work out your face.
Oh, he probably knows how to throw a few. I'm like, yeah, you mean people, right?
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I mean. Like there's no way, if you're training, you can train and build muscle mass and build up your abs and your core strength on your body to take a body shot a lot better. But there's no way to train your jaw to not unhinge when somebody unloads on you, especially when it's a cheap shot and you don't know what's coming. You know what I mean? So, wow. Okay. So hitting your lawyer, I guess, well, you're going to jail for 47 years. Like, fuck, what else can happen? Like, I mean, even if you're good behavior, you're out in what, 20?
You might as well like, you know, enjoy the moment.
Well, yeah. Cause that's the last, unfortunately, it's probably not the last time you're going to touch a man.
I love the fact that he's like, well, you're going to jail and you never get to touch a woman again. So if you can't do that, what's next on your list? Punching this guy in the face. What? No, wait, what?
Yeah, no, no.
I really want to punch this guy in the face.
Well, again, I get it. I couldn't imagine having a judge look at you and say 47 years and slam the gavel down. Like that's got to be fuck me, man. Like, unbelievable. So, yeah, I understand his frustration, and maybe if he felt he was ill represented, like you know, and lawyers are expensive, but well, you know, after that too, it's like, well, fuck him. Like you're getting your money. Like I'm going to jail 47 years.
Sir, are you trying to say you want to appeal the decision? Well, yeah, isn't that how you're supposed to appeal?
Yeah, yeah.
Literally peeling his face. Like,
see, sir, this is why you're going to jail. Yeah, like these outbursts, you can't do that. Like,
do I need to punch you in the face too, Judge? Huh? Do I need to punch you in the face?
They were literally proving my point. You are unfit for society. So,
Is that a yes?
No.
Huh? Is that a yes?
No, that's definitely in the no. Face? No, sure, bailiff, please let him over and punch me in the face. Yeah.
Here I come. I'm coming to punch you in the face.
I'm in the face. You sound like siblings. I'm going to punch you in the face. Yeah? I'm going to see you try. You know when you put your fist right so close to their nose? I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to tell mom. Well, fuck you.
I'm going to punch her in the face too. What?
What?
No. I didn't say nothing.
I will. I'm just going to start swinging. And if you get between me and my fist swinging, that's fucking your problem, bud. And I'm going to start walking around, swinging around the room. If you get hit, not my problem.
Not my problem.
All right. We're going to put a button on this thing. All right. Yes. We're going to wrap this thing up there. Again, if you want to we're going to do a little housekeeping. If you want to get a hold of us, we are at Roman Podcast on Twitter. And the same thing for Instagram, Roman Podcast. Also, I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. You can find Roman. He is the Roman LeBeau on Instagram and Twitter. And I believe still Roman Citizens on everything else. Snapchat, Christian Grinder, and all the other good stuff.
Yeah, the Matlock sex website.
And yes, of course, naturally. And also, too, don't forget the networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangible Network, and also we're sponsored by Emotionally 14. So go to all those different places, check them out. Lots of awesome content, and we have lots of podcast brethren there, and you will not be disappointed. So check out the shows that those networks have to offer. Also, if you would like, go to romanpodcast.com or .ca, and that'll take you right to our TeePublic store, so you can get our new logo or our vintage logo on shirts and hoodies and laptop bags and pillows and cell phone cases, whatever you want. And romanpodcast.com takes you right there. You can buy whatever you want. And there it is. You can have our stuff on our shit on your shit. So also, what else are we going to do? Oh yeah. Tasty nudes. You have any tasty nudes? You can send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com. You have any tasteful nudes? Send them to me. Care of Rob. Same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. And, don't forget, I should mention, we are a month away. I'm heading down to Chicago. I will be at the Star Wars Celebration in Chicago between April 10th and April 12th, 13th, I think it is, that week. I'll be there the whole week. So If you're in the Chicago area, or you're actually a like-minded Star Wars fan and you happen to be at Celebration, reach out to me, RobertMMcast on Twitter, and send me a message, and we'll hook up in Chicago. Except not in the bathroom this time. Not like last time I went down.
Just tap your foot under the stall. He knows what to do.
Yes. Well, you know, I think that's international sign. I don't know if that's American, if there's something different, or anyway. Either way,
like, and, sir, I do not need any penicillin at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you. yes, and of course, don't forget our last but not least, our review reach around. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. And we call that the review reach around.
Yeah, that's a 5-star. What the hell is in that can reach around?
So, in the hill next time, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Do you like drama?
Drama makes me emotional.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's drama. It's dramatic.
Do you like comedy? Do you like comedy?
I love comedy, Johnny. It's the best thing there is. It takes your mind off all your troubles in your world.
You know that there are children starving in Africa right now.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one.
Do you like Alyssa Milano and Doctor Who?
I love Alyssa Milano. She's like my favorite actress.
I love Alyssa Milano too. But I think I might love Doctor Who more than Alyssa Milano.
That is because you are a nerd.
Yeah, I am.
Drinking in the Park with Neil and Johnny, the internet's only Doctor Who Who's the Boss podcast. Except for that Dutch one. What a bunch of weirdos. Listen on neilandjohnny.com, droidscanada.com, and on the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. Bananas. Bananas.
Jigawa. Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile-friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains. You can do it. You can do it. Check it out. tangentboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.